You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, and Galvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It got underway yesterday. Our latest break into spring text to win statewide contest. You got a chance every day to either pick up a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, nice seats, or $100 in cash. Plus, every time you enter, you will be in the running for our grand prize drawing, a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheets, and more.
Nice.
Now, you do have to have the Civic Media app in order to play, because when the contest hour, we are going to give you the word that you need to text in next hour.
Yes.
Right after 11:06. So we will give you the word. You text in that word via the Civic Media app, and then you will be in the running for all of these great prizes. We're going to play this every day in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. So your next chance to enter coming up next hour after the 11 o'clock news, our break into spring at text to win statewide contest got underway yesterday with the very capable Greg Buck and Calvin Butenoff holding down the fort while I was off for a couple of days.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Don't ever leave us again.
Thank you very much. I am delighted to be back. And big shout out to Mitchell International Airport, Milwaukee's own, the coat check. The coat check is a great thing.
Okay.
You can check your coat when you are flying somewhere warm from Milwaukee. $2 a day. It's a great deal. Like, then you don't have to schlep the big heavy thing with you if you're going, you know, to like the Caribbean.
You don't have to schlep the big heavy thing.
There's no schlepping. No. It's a great thing and a great travel hack. So yeah. When we do our segment at 11:30 that we like to call Audio Sorbet. Today's Audio Sorbet are travel hacks.
Yes.
What are your best travel hacks? And I would say that using the coat check at Mitchell International is one of my favorite newly discovered travel hacks.
Oh, look at Tony on the live stream. Jane! He's happy.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Tony. Yeah. Glad to be back. So, yes, please be thinking about your travel hacks. We will kick that around after the 11:30 news. Your favorite tips that you can share. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up as we always do around 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the no strain or no gain edition of Tisbet. Stick around for that. Dominic Salvia joining us after the 10:30 news. We're going to talk about all the most competent people. Wow. And Karina Tweedell, who is a board member of Wisconsin Ukrainians, is going to join us after the 11 o'clock news. Now that it appears the Trump administration has essentially pulled all of our support from Ukraine, we're going to talk to Karina about what she's hearing from people back home.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. We did want to start off, though. It's a week from today, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why do we keep thinking it's Wednesday?
The election is a week from today.
Yep.
We are going to select a Supreme Court justice. Either Brad Schimmel or Susan Crawford. We are going to be electing a new head of the Department of Public Instruction, either Brittany Kinzer or Jill Underley. And then, of course, there's that constitutional amendment as well. But I think the state Supreme Court race has pulled in so much money. And it's a very, very important race.
Yeah, and just by the looks of what I'm seeing on social media from outside, like influencers in the political sphere, this is whether you want to talk about what's at stake for Wisconsin, the money that's being spent, the candidates themselves, just like 2 years ago, just like 2 years ago. This is an important race. And I'm kind of glad that it's a spring. No, I'm not kind of. I am glad it is a spring race, that there's not a lot on the ballot, because yeah. it definitely gets swallowed up by other things if it, for some reason. I mean, it wouldn't be a fall thing, but if it was during presidential time or if it was during – but it needs its own attention.
It does. This is very, very important. And I think it's important because we have talked about this quite a bit. Wisconsin Public Radio today, Rich Creamer with the byline. Headline reads, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin senior senator, Ron Johnson says, we have to thank Elon if Brad Schimmel wins the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. This is very important to Elon.
Yeah.
This race.
Yes.
Because he has a case that could end up, don't tell me, before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And wouldn't it be nice if he had his guy on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the guy that he's funneled millions and millions and millions of dollars to, in order to, I don't know, potentially rule in his favor.
But Jane, that, like, why would we be nervous about that? It's not like Brad Schimmel has gone around and told everybody what he thinks about certain cases and certain headlines that have come through the news in the past few years, Jane. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah. During an online forum with Elon to promote conservative Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, we have to thank Elon if Schimmel wins the April 1st election.
No, seriously, they have to. They have to send him a card. Like, it's going to be like a thing where Trump is going to be like, you thank Elon.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you better let him know how grateful you are.
Get to the groveling.
Yes.
That's the worst part. It's hardest on the knees, but get to the groveling.
Get to the groveling. Absolutely. Elon's PAC recently started paying people $100 here in Wisconsin to sign a petition against activist judges. Okay. A statement from Susan Crawford's campaign described this event as Elon Musk's check-in with his $12 million investment.
And Alicia Saunders on the live stream, I believe it was yesterday, said it brilliantly. She said, well, yeah, of course I'm not going to vote for an activist judge. I'm going to vote for Susan Crawford.
Thank you.
Because Brad Schimmel is the epitome of activist judge, period.
Yep. Strict conservative.
Yeah.
No, constitutionalist.
Well,
constitutionalist.
And fair. And we'll listen to the people.
Right. Even though the 1849 abortion ban is not flawed, it's perfectly fine.
Yep.
It's really good legislation. There's a really heartbreaking article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel referring to this 1849 ban and what it is doing to women who are alive.
Yeah.
Women who live in Wisconsin.
And if you want any other, read that article, but also go back to in our archives and look for the show entitled Laurel's Story.
It's absolutely worth a listen.
It is hard to listen to.
Yes, it is.
It is very, very, she describes in great detail what happened to her. But this is what happens when you have a murky old law on the books that does not define what a woman can do to receive good, proper health care.
This is health care.
This is health care.
Abortion is health care.
Yeah.
It actually is.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. There's also another great story in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Daniel Bice. Elon Musk doorknocker wants you to vote for Brad Schimmel, but can't tell you why. Ooh. I mean, I know that they're paying people now to go knock on doors, and I'm assuming some of them are from out of state, but you would just have a little card to refer back to.
That's part of the training. Like, when you train door knockers, you give them the bullet points, three or four things to talk about. But no, they don't. They just know, because the door knockers that are coming down, the mailers that come to my neighborhood, are all for Brad Schimmel with pictures of Donald Trump.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, because Brad Schimmel has said he will be
support.
The support system for Donald Trump. So they don't need to know who Brad Schimmel is. All you need to do is be like, you like Donald Trump? Well, that guy's your guy.
I just have never heard before that it was the responsibility of a state Supreme Court justice to be a support system for the current White House administration. It seems like a first.
Yeah, if anything, you are a balance. Well, you no, it, I've never heard that either. I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court can be a support system. I mean, that's what they are right now.
Essentially,
for
yes.
the most part.
For the most part. Roberts had a little pushback last week. That's not going to last.
Yeah.
That's not going to last.
But yeah, I'm sure that Brad Schimmel, Donald Trump's like, all right, cool. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you. I don't know. Whatever.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join us. Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning, folks. Great show. Thank you. I've been door knocking for Susan Crawford and Jill Enderle and voting no on the constitutional amendment for well over a month. And the thing that I would suggest to the listeners out there, talk to people. Actually go and talk to them.
Yes.
They're bombarded on television and radio. They're bombarded on radio programs. And you name the media source. And in large case, it's not getting through because you would be amazed at the number of people that once I actually talked to them and said, well, one, I really wasn't sure when the election was. Go figure. I'm not gonna ask them, you know, why don't you know?
Right.
Okay, that's not right.
Right.
But they don't necessarily know when and where to vote. And in this small community, it's kind of limited. There's only one place to go on the day of and one place to go early. And they really aren't sure about the candidates per se because they've shut them all down. But if you talk person to person, a friend, a neighbor, someone that actually trusts you to give them the straight dope, it goes miles.
That's what do you say?
Encouragement. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Rob. And you are so right. We've been saying this for a long time. Share what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Share what you know. And it sounds like a small, insignificant thing. It's not. Just listen to Rob.
And something that Rob brought up, I thought that was very, very important, is that these campaigns can bombard people with commercials, radio ads, things coming to your mailer, and get to the point where people are frustrated and upset and don't want to do anything. If you talk to them and say, hey, don't worry about all that noise. Let's just talk me and you. What do you have questions about? What can I do to answer? Let's both look stuff up. We can do this together.
Yeah.
It makes people feel better because I think a lot of people want to get involved in the process, but they're just hit with so much stuff that they get frustrated or overwhelmed.
It's exhausting. Absolutely. We're going to switch gears a little bit when we come back. Trump administration official has thoughts. If you are complaining about not getting your Social Security check, bad news for you. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you live from her studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, host of the Dom Salvia program from 4 to 6 p.m. Dom's going to be with us live in studio to talk about all the most competent people in the Trump administration.
And I'm proud of them, too.
Well, and doesn't it make you feel good to see their thought processes play out in an unsecured channel when they're discussing war plans?
I just have Lee Greenwood just on a loop in my head right now, singing right now how proud I am to be American because of it. Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, you still have time, if you have not yet, to download the absolutely free Civic Media app. Go to your app store, whatever one you use.
Mm-hmm.
Look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. After the 11 o'clock news, we will have the word of the hour.
Yes.
That you want to text in via the app. You cannot email it. It's not going to count. You have to download the app.
So here's, we encountered this on Pat's show this morning. You can't text it to us via regular texting.
No.
You can't email it to us. You can't put it on the live stream. It has to come through the Civic Media app, and the word must be spelled correctly.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot, but it's really simple when you do it once.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, once you get the app, I think you're going to love it.
Yep.
There's all kinds of things you can do on the app. You can listen to all of our stations all across the state.
Mm-hmm.
You can call and text directly to whatever show you're listening to from the app. So check it out. It's great. It's free. Mm-hmm. Download the Civic Media app. And then we will have that super secret word coming your way right after the 11 o'clock news. I did want to share this briefly before we get to the news, because I think it's really important. We talked a lot about Social Security and what is going to happen now under a second Trump administration, what's going to happen to Social Security. They've already talked, they're closing offices all over the place.
Yeah.
But never fear, you guys. All is well. One of Donald Trump's cabinet members was on Fox, I believe, recently, talking about people on Social Security and what happens if they don't get their checks. Calvin, let's play that clip, please, from Howard Lutnick.
Didn't send out their checks
this
month. My mother-in-law, who's 94, she wouldn't call and complain.
Mm-hmm.
She just wouldn't. She'd think something got messed up, and she'll get it next month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining.
So essentially, Howard Lutnick, who is worth multi-millions, that's why his mother-in-law is not going to complain about her not getting her Social Security check, because she's going to be just fine. If you don't get your Social Security check and you call to find out where it is, you're a cheater and you're a fraudster. Okay. And you aren't deserving of that check.
Okay. Okay. All right. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Howard Lutnick's mother-in-law. I'm 94. And let's say I do need my Social Security. And I also remember the days of Big Band. But I'm not calling that first month because I think something's up. Okay. Month two. I'm going to call and say, hey, I didn't receive my check last month. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to yell because I'm polite.
Right.
But I didn't receive my check this month as well as last month. What's happening right now? If they keep calling because they're not getting their checks, let me put it this way. If there is a natural screw up, sometimes things happen.
And that happens, yes.
The department will take their pathway to get it taken care of, get you your money, done. But if I'm not getting my check for the first month and then I'm not getting my check for the second month, then I want to know, where is my money?
Yeah.
Not just why is it not my bank account, but what have you done with my money? Because I know you guys want to cut Social Security. So the scenario Mr. Lutnick is playing out is factually inaccurate to someone who's just trying to, as I've said before on the show, my mother-in-law, who's not 94, two-thirds of her income rely on Social Security.
There are a lot of folks who depend upon Social Security.
And if she doesn't get that first month, she's going to call.
Well, unfortunately now, they're getting rid of people at Social Security, so there are fewer people to answer the phones. So the Trump administration's response to that is, well, then just go to the office in person. Unfortunately, they're closing Social Security offices around the country. One could posit that they want to make it harder for people to get their Social Security benefits.
And also put make it seem like you are rude or fraudulent for even asking in the first place. They're trying to make you look like a bad person for asking for that which you are entitled to. So don't listen to that. Like, if you don't get your money, you call.
Call.
You do what you can to get through to them. And I always say be polite, but you're not a fraudster. You're not a cheat. You've paid your dues, and the money's yours.
Tony on the live stream says, so you go hungry for a week or two. What's the big deal? Yeah. We're talking about meds sometimes, or food, or meds or rent for folks who depend upon Social Security.
Are you even talking about saying that to a human being, let alone an elderly person, just go, just skip a lunch, skip a dinner.
It's going to be Howard Lutnick's mother-in-law is going to be fine. Therefore, your mother-in-law is going to be fine. Apparently,
this is so disgusting.
Galvin, let's play that clip just one more time before we go to break. I think it's important that we understand what Trump administration officials think about Social Security recipients.
Didn't send out their checks this month. My mother-in-law, who's 94, she wouldn't call and complain. She just wouldn't. She thinks something got messed up, and she'll get it next month.
Oh, she's a nice lady.
A fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining.
So if you call and complain, apparently you are a fraudster.
And a grifter or a huckster will say something like that to make you feel like you're not entitled to what you deserve.
It's not.
It's an intimidation tactic.
Absolutely. And so if you call and complain, then when your name is marked.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
News is coming up next. When we return, Dom Salvia will be with us to talk about all the most competent people. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is back. Our break into spring statewide text to win contest. We will have the super secret word coming up right after the 11 o'clock news. Once we give you the word, you want to text it in via the Civic Media app.
Yes.
That's the only way to get in the running for some fantastic prizes. In the hours that we play, you can pick up a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. We've been in those seats. They're very nice seats.
Those are comfy seats.
Yep. Or $100 cash. And every entry gets you in the grand prize drawing a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo. Mattress, sheets, and more. Everything you need. So download the Civic Media app if you have not done that yet. Wherever you get your apps, it's completely free, C-I-V-I-C. Look for Civic Media, download that, and then you will be ready to text in the super secret word. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news. Delighted to have him with us in studio, in person, and everything. Dominic Salvia is here. You can catch Dom with his show from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. So good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much. Jane, Greg, Cal. What's Cal's name? Board Lord?
It can be many things.
Sweet Calby, Spicy Calby, Calvatini.
Calvatini.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
It's great to be with you. You know, it is so much more fun in person. So
absolutely.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, I thought you would be a wonderful person to talk about all the most competent people
yes.
in the Trump administration after that little oopsie sharing war plans.
No, he said he didn't share war plans.
Oh, no.
No. Wasn't me.
There are recipes.
Oh, they're right.
For big missiles.
Sharing recipes on an unsecured platform, not in a SCIF, which is a secure place to. Doesn't the government have specific channels?
Why, yes, they do. As a matter of fact, my understanding is the government officials are required to use specific channels when in conducting their business, especially these kinds of things. So there's so many things to unpack on this. Yes, Greg.
I have another question. While talking about these super secret plans that could, be war-like, are you supposed to also involve journalists in their discussions?
Oh, that's right.
Are you supposed to, like, it's like, I have a group chat with my sister and my wife. I have a group chat with my mom and my sister. And sometimes it's like, oh, mom's really getting on my nerves. Oh, Miles on that one.
Yeah, typically, I believe when you are discussing things among government officials, particularly, you know, war plans, you don't include journalists.
No, that's not
a typical. You're not normally on the invite list.
That's not SOP, standard operating procedure.
No, it is not.
I should be writing this down. Yeah.
And to this reporter's credit, he did not share everything that he saw, and he could have.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
And thankfully, it was that the Atlantic editor. I mean, the editor, for crying out loud. But it is stunning. And I don't know. You know, right now we have Tulsi Gabbard. You know, there's hearings going on as we speak about this, and there should be. I mean, there should be some consequence to these actions. There's so many things about this. The reaction of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You got to be kidding me with the eye roll thing. Because all we heard for years, what about her emails? What about her? You know, and ultimately, you know, there is some there. I mean, why are you using an email server? Those are things that can be considered. Where is the criticism now? As far as I understand, Fox News is praising our leaders.
This is the spin, at least for right now. This is the spin from Fox News host Will Cain says, quote, again, this unsecured discussion on Signal discussing war plans, quote, it is insight into the thought process and dialogue of our national leaders. I think you will come away proud. These are the leaders making these decisions in America. You mean the same leaders who made the decision to have this discussion on an unsecured app? Those leaders.
Two things I'm going to say. One, I don't disagree with you, Dom, on the whole Hillary Clinton email thing. And it was their go-to. If they didn't have Benghazi, it was their emails.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
But we also learned there were many other people in the government at the time who were using their own private servers, using different emails. So it was the fact they were targeting her. But also, I wonder what would have happened if, say, General Eisenhower would have written to the New York Times, said, hey, we have this really good plan for storming the beaches of Normandy. Here it all is. Do me a favor. Don't tell anybody either.
And Fox News would be like, if that were to be the case, beach party.
Yep, yeah.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
It's just...
And the response from Fox News, yes, this is insight into the thought process. That is accurate.
Yeah.
And yes, these are the leaders. Now, the part in between about being proud, totally disagree with. I mean, this is it's like frat party central. These guys are sending smiley face emojis, fist bump emojis. I mean, this isn't a joke, people. And then what? Stephen Miller's on there trying to shake down Egypt and Europe. What are we going to get? What's the remuneration they're going to give us for this effort if we open up these shipping lanes? They're looking for a payday?
Well, everything is quid pro quo with this administration.
Well, in that regard, if these cats are using something like Signal for this kind of activity, what else are they using it for? What
Absolutely.
About freedom of information?
Absolutely.
They're supposed to retain these records. These things were scheduled to be deleted on specific time frames. They're not only hiding this from us, they're dangerously playing games here.
Sue from Franklin, listening on WAUK, I read that these chats can be set to delete after a certain amount of time. So how many other texts have they sent using this platform that have already been lost? And Hegseth and Trump both trashing the Atlantic and the editor. Lie and deflect is always their response.
Yep.
Lie and deflect. You're absolutely right, Sue.
Hegseth went in front of the press and called them a discredited news source. It's the Atlantic.
The Atlantic?
It's older than your grandparents. What are you talking about? And the other thing, too, is when we come to a situation like this where you have to believe, you want to believe, there is no further down we can go on this. Yeah. I need to ask the listeners who disagree with us, how do you defend this beyond, you can't say you have to be proud because that's a dumb line from Fox, and you can't say it's a mistake. How do you defend this? Do you think there should be consequences in a real world situation, in a job, if you shared company secrets, you're going to get fired. So what is your defense, or what do you think should happen? And do you believe that there should be consequences? Listeners who disagree with us, I would love to know.
Unfortunately, I think for the hardcore supporters, there is no line.
I know.
There is no line.
There's no line.
Everything is justifiable. Everything is fine if it's done by Trump.
Right. There is no line, and there is no consistency in their criticism. If there were, they would be all over this calling for Pete Hegseth and everybody else's head. And here's the other thing about this, you know, this leadership, our national security leadership.
know, we got all these intel folks. Not one of these folks said, you know, maybe we should take this somewhere
right.
else. No one stood up and said, hey, this is a bad idea doing this on here. Everyone was, yeah, let's do this tonight. We got a full operational ops that we're totally secure. Hey, Seth, what? And then he gets in front of the cameras and his not only the words that come out of his mouth, but his mannerisms.
His demeanor.
His demeanor.
Oh,
the
it's
way
just so angry.
It is. And he basically pulled the night, Eddie Murphy Raw. Was it Raw or Delia? I think it was Raw. 87. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Right.
No, there were no. It wasn't me. There was no war plant. No, it wasn't me.
No.
Half the chat saying it was this, and he's saying it didn't happen. And he has that. What Sue was referring to when he's trying to discredit the Atlantic, a how dare you approach to it as well, like so offended that anyone would dare question what they do. That's how he comes in, because he's just a bully. He is an idiot bully who failed his way into this job.
855-752-4842. Kathleen from Libertyville, listening on WAUK. Hegseth was coming at the reporter like it was the reporter's fault.
Yep. Yeah.
No, you included the reporter in this chat.
He didn't wiggle his way into this thing. And also, if anything, Pete Hegseth should be calling this man saying, thank you for not sharing this. What's your favorite kind of flowers? Because honestly,
let me send you some.
Because honestly, he didn't have to say anything about the Atlantic. He could just say, whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and we will deal with if he decides to leak, which would probably be classified information. But the reporter said no. He just simply said no. And that, for him, should have been the end of it. But not old Pete Hegseth. He's got to get all boiled under the collar about it.
If you are just joining us, we are talking about the incredible competence displayed by members of the Trump administration talking about war plans and talking about it on Signal, which is an app we can all use.
I don't even know
with a journalist they didn't know they invited.
Yep. That whoopsie doodles.
That's the other thing.
And
too.
It's his fault.
Can we also just take a moment? This group of hardcore Trumpers.
Yes.
Who think The Atlantic, and I'm sure The Nation and MSNBC, all of these, they're nothing but commie rags. Who invited The Atlantic? Like, if they would have invited Fox News or Newsmax or The Wall Street Journal or something, I get that. But that's real. That is dumb.
Well, and I guess what gets me also is we have heard from the beginning that this will be the most transparent administration in history. Yeah. Apparently so. It's an open to anybody. I mean,
well, and Vice President, I keep putting Vance and Pence. Vance was
Elon
on this.
Musk. Oh, sorry.
And Vance was on this, and he was softly questioning whether or not the timing is right. Should we do this? There's some back and forth on that. And Hegseth, his response to the vice president was essentially, number one, time isn't going to change the scenario. And number two, the longer we wait, you know, it might leak. I'm like, wow. Yeah, that might happen. It's all on there. It's amateur hour, it's Bush League, it's all of those things. And there's no regret, there's no admission of error,
ever.
Of guilt.
They never own anything.
It's always everybody else and everything else. And again, if this is happening on this kind of level, just think of all the things that we don't know.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, I'm sorry, but Donald Trump is the head of this, and all of his people in his administration have now adopted the "I don't take responsibility for anything."
It's the Roy Cohn school of public defense.
Yes,
it's you attack. You never
admit.
Let up.
You never admit.
You never admit fault. I mean, my God, we were talking about this last week about 5 years on COVID. Him being asked, "Do you feel responsibility for your administration?" No, I don't take any responsibility.
I don't take any responsibility. You are the president
of the United States. You know what you could do, honestly, Donald Trump? If you were the smart one, you'd fire most of them and get people who are just as loyal to you, and to show, I will not tolerate this kind of stupidity.
Well, and that is largely their biggest qualification, is the amount of loyalty they have to him. Donald Trump, speaking about this, Mike Walls, National Security Advisor Mike Walls, a lot of calls now for him to step down. And now the Trump administration is saying he's learned his lesson.
Why would you fire someone who's already loyal and now owes you a favor?
Seriously.
Now you're super loyal. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Now you got them under their thumb. I did see that Mark Warner, the senator from Virginia, he is calling for, and they're in this meeting right now, calling for National Security Advisor Mike Walls and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to resign.
He will never get rid of Hegseth. I can see them sacrificing Walls as the sacrificial lamb. I don't see he will never
Hegseth,
get rid of Hegseth.
Hegseth was too much of a pretty boy for that. Like he is a symbol for them.
Yes. And what I really want to know, and I haven't seen from the hearings yet, is like, was it just the wrong digit? Like, were they going to invite someone else and
they got this reporter instead?
Right. How did that happen? Like, what? I want to know literally, did you go through?
Exactly.
Was it click and drag the wrong? I'm just curious, like, what was the actual functional, practical invitation process whereby this editor from The Atlantic was invited to this?
We're going to continue this discussion. Cindy, I see you on the line. We will take you first. When we get back, you can join us too at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform shedding more users than a molting parrot. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this little oopsie. National Security Advisor Mike Walls, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and many others in the Trump administration discussing top secret war plans 2 hours before U.S. troops conducted a bombing raid in Yemen. They did this not in a skiff, not in a secure government facility, not even apparently using government-issued phones.
Oh, no.
On Signal, which we can all use.
Yeah.
In fact, NPR's Tom Bowman has just learned that a Pentagon-wide email went out last week about the vulnerability of using Signal. Quote, a vulnerability has been identified in the Signal Messenger application. The app is the same one used by Pete Hegseth and other leading national security officials within the administration. Dude, did you read the memo? They got the memo. Did you read the memo? Cindy from Appleton has been very patient. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, with this national insecurity stuff, it begs the question, who are they selling us out to?
The highest bidder.
Well, yeah. I agree. It's the highest bidder.
Yeah.
And it's the Elons and the Peter Thiels. And I can name a whole bunch of guys who were in the first Trump administration who are going to make bank on this. That's my opinion, Cindy. What do you think?
I just honestly, the incompetence and the stupidity is just more than my brain can comprehend anymore. I mean, it's almost laughable, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not funny at all.
No, I agree with you, Cindy. I do.
It's the kind of
thank you for calling and thank you for listening.
It's just the kind of behavior that in any other situation, any business, you'd be fired. In a school, you'd be suspended. Anything that would act this stupidly, there would be real consequences.
If any other administration, any Democratic administration, if this had happened under Obama or Biden.
Impeachment.
Oh, my God. The screeching would never end. But this has been the case with so many other instances.
Yeah, they don't have consistency in their criticism. And you're absolutely right, Jane, to the point. We heard Donald Trump yesterday when asked about this. I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't know. If that were to be Joe Biden up there saying, I don't know. The right wing would be going freaking nuts.
And he's now, incompetent.
Yes, of course he's saying. But what do we see now? And it's consistent. If that were to be the case, I would also be like, damn, Joe. You know, when Joe got out, I was like, whew.
Yes. You know, yes.
I like to think in when we observe and talk about these issues, we're consistent. You know, we have the ability to do that. And I certainly want, you know, one side to win. You know, I'm a partisan in that regard, but I'm not going to willing to give up my own principles and values just because my guy's on that team.
Right.
If you see something so blatantly obvious, there's more than just the politics here. This is literally national security and all the screaming and crying and posting over the years from all these Republicans about Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Oh, you got to be very careful with all this. And now they're defending to the last these efforts.
And trying to sell it as...
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's look at how smart and competent they are. I am still trying to wrap my head around the whole emoji portion of it. It is like being ruled by frat boys.
Yeah, it's juvenile.
It is.
Absolutely juvenile.
Frat boys, like they're being ruled by 12-year-old.
I'm sorry if there's any junior frat high, boys listening. Yes. I apologize.
I guess going back to the original question I had in the earlier segment about those who disagree with us and what you think the punishment should actually be, I guess the question is, if you think there should be no punishment, why are you so easily able to change the standard?
Right, disconnect.
Yeah. Why is this okay to you? Make that make sense to me. I'm not that smart, apparently.
And anywhere else in the chain of command in a military operation, if this were to happen, if it were a general or a sergeant or whatever the case, those cats would be
gone.
855-752-4842.
Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Good morning, Ollie. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I agree with you about the frat boy thing. That's exactly what I was thinking when I first heard the actual transcripts of what they said. They were like a bunch of frat boys setting up a panty raid. And not only that, then they have to talk about the other boys in their class that they don't like. And so, therefore, they're standing out there talking about the other governments and who they don't like, which makes other governments look at us even worse than the day Trump.
Well, right, Ollie. How can other countries assume that the United States is trustworthy anymore?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the guy who took over Justin Trudeau said plainly two and a half weeks ago, America is a country we can no longer trust.
Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate you checking in.
And that's Canada. That's not even one of our enemies. That's Canada.
Those evil Canadians.
I knew there was something in that syrup.
Not only the national security risk, not only inviting the Atlantic editor, not only using emojis as our national security, I don't know, pom-poms, they rip on Europe and they try to extort Europe and Egypt in this whole effort. Oh, I'm so sick of bailing out Europe. What are we going to get for it if we do this? There's so much here.
We don't do anything for nothing, Dom. You got to pay for it.
Hey, ain't that the truth?
Dom Salvia, catch him this afternoon, 4 to 6, across the Civic Media Radio Network. News coming up next when we come back. The super secret word that you need to text in to win wonderful and fabulous prizes that could but probably won't change the course of your life. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.